Gentlemen, when I address this council, I'm not addressing the individuals, but the collective. I do not question that each councilman has the best intentions in their hearts. I'm sure you do not like being called a thief. I was not saying any of you thieves outside this chamber. However, as a collective, this council in its deeds has proven to be just that. As a collective, this council, as with every government around the world, claims to have superior rights to which no individual has. As a collective, you can make anything illegal or legal. As a collective, you can take from one and give to another. As a collective, you can force all to comply to your will, no matter the protest of those under your rule. What would happen if you went to a constituent's house armed with a gun, demanding that they give you money for fire protection or economic development? At the very least, you would be labeled a thief, and at the worst, you might die of lead poisoning. Yep, you sure would if it were my house. As a member of the collective, you don't need a gun to personally rob your neighbor. The collective has a legion of enforcers to do the dirty work, every one of them armed with good intentions. Your neighbors have no way to resist the theft, for to do so would ultimately end in their own death. Where do these collective rights come from? Scribbles on paper. Yep, sure do. I am told it is we who give consent to the collective, and it is we who gives this council the right to plunder and dictate our lives. I never consented to any of this, yet I am told that somehow I did give up some of my liberty to this council along with the state and federal leviathans, yet I can find no legally binding contract to which I am party. If we are government and the government is us, then it only stands to reason that anything the government does, we did to ourselves. The Jews of Nazi Germany were not murdered, but committed suicide, for they were the government. This council is me, and I am this council. When I speak to this council, I am speaking to myself. When this council votes to tax and spend, somehow I did it to myself. Thou shalt not lie, cheat, or steal unless you are a government. Thou shalt not have another god except government. Who is we? Thou shalt not worship idols unless they are government idols. Thou shalt not sacrifice your children unless to government, for government. Gentlemen, can you see there seems to be an exception to the Ten Commandments for this thing we call government? Where does this exception come from? It is my belief that government is the manifestation of Satan through the minds and hands of men. Government is the most evil entity on the earth, without exception. There is no entity on the planet that has killed more people than government. All the murderers throughout history account for only a fraction of what governments have murdered in its name. And yet we believe this is a necessary evil. Why? Who would build the roads? The Ten Commandments only applies to individuals, you see. The Ten Commandments does not apply to a collective of individuals who constitute their own governance called government in whatever form they choose. Why? Who would build the roads? Governments recognize two sets of laws, one for the individual and another for itself. Individuals do not have the right to steal, but government can steal whatever it wants. Why? Who would build the roads? Every council member recognizes he has no right to steal from another individual, yet as a member of the collective, he can vote to steal all from all, yet in his mind, he does not see that theft as such. Instead, he sees the theft as proper and good. Why? Who would build the roads? At the beginning of every council meeting, you pray to God for guidance as you do the people's work. Notice it's not God's work, but the people's work. Why? Who would build the roads? You see, God doesn't build roads. I dare say every council member claims to be a follower of Jesus in his own life. Yet as a collective body, you don't act like Jesus would. Why? Who would build the roads? Satan has no physical power here on earth. Satan can't pick up a rock. He can't pick up a gun, nor can he abort a new life in a womb. Satan can't dig a ditch or build a house or a dam or murder on a massive scale. Nope, sure can't. Satan is helpless without the minds and hands of men. We call government the necessary evil. Why? Who would build the roads? What happens to men when they accept they must use evil to do good? Evil consumes and controls their every action, deceiving them that the evil they do is good for all. Why? Who would build the roads? When we accept that evil is necessary, then evil, government, becomes the means to solve every problem, as we see in every action this council takes. We must do this evil thing for the good of all. Why? Who would build the roads? Thou shalt not steal except for government. Why? Who would build the roads? Ye are of the your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He hath been a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, then he speaketh he of his own, for he is a liar and the father thereof. John 8:44, the 1599 Geneva Bible. This scripture is a perfect description of government, where evil is necessary for the good of all, which in fact is a lie. Government, all government constituted by man, is in fact born from the father of lies, and the deeds of its father it shall do. We accept this evil as being necessary, and we pledge our allegiance to it, even as we recognize it be under God's ultimate rule. We claim this evil to be blessed by God and not evil at all. We claim Uncle Sam is God's chosen to rule over us all. What Uncle Sam does is as if God has done. This government claims to be a child of God, yet acts like the child of Satan. What is wrong for the individual is right for government. We all know government is a liar. We all know government is a thief. We all know government is evil. Are we going to continue to do the deeds of our father, the devil, or shall we turn away from the evils and place our faith in the Lord?